churches are growing as the Ukraine crisis continues. A prison ministry connects the dots between childhood and crime. And a chocolate chip cookie has something in common with church planting in France, believe it or not. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While Russian-supported separatists cross the border into a new area of Ukraine, hope is renewed in another. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba was in the war zone talking to church leaders about how to help. Rakuba was able to hand out the Russian ministry's eye care packs in Slovyansk.
I saw the Christian work in midst of all the crisis, and I'm so proud that to see these young Christian leaders, they are getting the gospel advanced through the crisis.
Ukrainian soldiers retook Slovyansk, allowing Good News Church to reopen. Rakuba says half of those attending are new, people helped by the church. Worshiping with them was moving.
I could not hold my tears back, you know, hearing that that congregation of over, 500 or 600 people were singing hallelujah to God. They were praising God that He saved their lives.
They need more eye care packs. $50 provides food and scripture for a family. Watch the video of the worship service and donate at our website. Next, more Western nations are rallying together to support Kurdistan forces in the fight against the Islamic State terrorists. Britain and six other countries have agreed to supply Kurdish militia with small arms and ammunition. On the ground, Open Doors USA is addressing the physical and spiritual needs of refugees who fled to northern Iraq. You can read a firsthand account of what it's like in refugee camps and send support to Open Doors through a link at our website. This is Mission Network News. A number of factors contribute to why people in the U.S. commit crimes. The way prisoners were raised tells a lot about their life path and decisions. David Scheringa of Crossroad Bible Institute explores the connection between childhood and a life of crime.
Upbringing has so much to do with direction. Take the background and childhood of an average prisoner. We know that their homes were chaos 24/7. That they were neglected. 80% of them had no father in the home.
The good news is Jesus redeems. Accepting Christ as their Savior introduces prisoners to a new life. Visit our website to help CBI introduce inmates to Christ.
I would ask them to get prayerfully involved. Right now, we can always use more Bible study correctors or instructors, as we call them.
Meanwhile, do you want to be a scripture quoter or a scripture storyteller? Well, maybe it's not an either-or question, but scripture's in use as they're teaching the world how to use storytelling to evangelize and plant churches. An SIU worker says God's using it to lead Muslims to Christ.
They seem to be the elephant in the room that nobody wants to deal with, and yet the need is overwhelming. What's amazing to me, though, is how many Muslim people are very open to the gospel when we move outside those traditional Western models.
SIU has a new website to show you what they're talking about. We'll link you at our website. They also have a new DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer.
It kind of models what we would do in the field. We want to teach and spread storytelling. For a storytelling model, that's what we're trying to do. And so the movie, we wanted to make a movie that was demonstrating that, and I think that's definitely what's going on there.
You can get a free copy, believe it or not. We'll tell you how at the end of our broadcast. And what happens when God interrupts your plans? Do you get upset or do you view it as an opportunity? A missionary in France, supported by Advancing Native Missions, was in training to be a chef. Then God called him to full-time ministry. Now he and his wife are cooking up change by introducing their French neighbors to Christ. You can read their story and find ways to support God's work in Europe at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Scriptures in Use wants you to have that free copy of the DVD called Ibrahim and the Dreamer. It's a film about the power to change lives in hard-to-reach parts of the world through their unique story-based oral communication styles. Get Ibrahim and the Dreamer, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Ibrahim and the Dreamer link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.